14th. I want to talk about dogma. This meditation could be seen by some skeptics as not true, not real, something that is a waste of time, something that is almost even cult-like. Indeed, some concepts I might bring up, such as theories about quantum mechanics, things like string theory, terms like vibration, entrainment, the concept of a universal underlying energy of love in the universe. It's when I talk about source, when I talk about multidimensionalism, when I talk about how the consciousness is part of the body but yet also separate from the body. These are things of which many people might disagree with. But I do not present any idea as truth. Simply one path leading to the truth. And there's many different paths leading to the same truth. Words are simply signposts to the truth. They are not the truth. Likewise, when I say that things like meditation and visualization can improve your life in various ways, improve your coherence, your focus, your relationships, your career, your health, your performance, it is not the only way, and there are many ways. I have a friend who, when I presented, when I brought up a book, an author that I really enjoy, this friend was like, "Oh, I don't like that author very much. I think he's kind of lightweight. He doesn't go to the same truth as Buddhism does. I think Buddhism is much more real than what he has to say." And I thought, she's speaking from a perspective of dogma, where she thinks that her truth is superior to other truths, that her path is superior to another person's path. As I say, and I'll say it again, there are many paths to the same destination. Some paths are winding and meander about. Some paths are more direct. Some paths are a lonely, narrow path, and other paths allow you to walk with others. Some paths are treacherous, whereas others are easy. But they all lead to the same source, same truth, same destination. Let's talk more about dogma. There's one thing I disdain. It's dogma. Dogma comes in many forms. Most people know it in terms of religious dogma, where you believe that your religion is the superior religion, that your religion is the only truth. It is the only way. But it also goes beyond religion and goes into politics. This term would be called identity politics. And some Democrats believe everything that the Democrats, you know, the platform says. Some Republicans believe everything the Republican platform says and don't really truly question it or consider the other side. They believe that their side is the superior side in every way. That the other ones are fools. There's truth to all perspectives. If you look at a cylinder from one side, it looks like a circle. But from the other side, 90 degree different perspective, or should I should actually, yeah, 90 degree, it looks like a square or a rectangle. Both of them, from their perspectives, are true. Dogma transcends just simply religion and politics. It goes into such silly things, such as whether you're a Mac or a Windows person, an iPhone or an Android person, whether you think that your university is the best university, rah-rah, my university is better than your university. It's all dogma. So things that I will present, I'll say it again, the things that I present are but one perspective. They are not the only perspective. It is not the only path. What I intend and hope is for you to question everything. What I hope is that things that I bring up during our time together here will make you create your own theories, your own paradigms, your own thoughts, your own practice, your own mindfulness exercises, your own theories, your own visualizations. You know, it reminds me of drum circles. I like to host a lot of drum circles. Drum circles are wonderful. It allows us all to speak a language, a universal language of music. And you don't necessarily need to know chords or anything. You just need to know how to tap your feet. There's two kinds of drum circles out there. There are drum circles where it's simply everyone's playing the same rhythm. That's not fun. It's like having a conversation where the other person's saying the exact same thing that you're saying. That's not a very engaging conversation. The drum circles I like to have is, look, don't follow me. Don't try to mimic my exact rhythm. Tap your feet. Get in the same flow, the same tempo. But do your own thing. Say your own truth with your drum. Have a conversation back and forth.